Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. least whoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Hey, there's an iconic song for us to start our Wednesday afternoon. Michael Jackson there with Thriller. And it's all, when I think about it, it's the spooky time of the year. So what a great way to start our program this afternoon. Hey, listen, Irene's not with us. She's off spooking, I'm sure. And so, you know what I thought? I thought we're kind of going to fill our day, our program with a bit of spooky music, but we are at that time of the year. We've just had Halloween. Today is Guy Fawkes. What's it all about? And did you have those kids come round trick-or-treating round your place and wondering, well, actually, what is Halloween all about? Now, interestingly, I always associate Halloween with America. So I did a bit of a Google. I thought, right, well, we'll just go and have a wee Google and see where what it is all about. And actually, it comes from England. There you go. So if you didn't know that, it is a holiday that we celebrate every year on October the 31st. And the tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. Now, I'm not saying if I'm saying that correctly, but when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. So there you go, way back in the 8th century. And Pope Gregory the Third. Never heard of him. Have you ever heard of him? But there you go. We've just learned there was a Pope Gregory the Third designated November the 1st as a time to honour All Saints. Then All Saints Day got incorporated. Some of the traditions with the Samhain and the evening before became known as All Hallows Eve. And later that turned into Halloween. But that's where it kind of ends in England, because it was the American colonists, and they're the ones that are responsible for initially bringing Halloween to the States. And then from there, it has just spread everywhere. And you know what? When the kids come tricking or treating, I want them to tell me what it's all about and why they're actually even doing it. And, you know, they don't even really know. It's just become something that we go and do. There's expectations. But really, when we think of it, Halloween has kind of evolved into a day of activities of trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns with our pumpkins, festive gatherings, putting on lots and lots of different costumes and eating lots and lots of lollies. So I thought, okay, well, let's think about what are the rules for Halloween. And I had to look them up as well. Do we have rules? I think some of those rules are to be courteous, I've lost my rules. How about that? I had them there with me and I was looking at them and I've totally lost the rules of Halloween. Let's see if I can get them back up. Right, trick-or-treating, how does it actually work? So, this is what they say. Be courteous. This one goes without saying. So, if someone doesn't want you at their door, then leave them be. Wear something that will be visible to cars. Now, that is a good idea. Although, here in New Zealand, it is generally still light at that time. Don't visit houses with lights off or that don't have any kind of decoration. You know, they're not interested. They're going to hide in the background or, you know, they don't want to see you. So And we have that in many of our places now, where a house that is inviting and being part of the Halloween will put something on their letterbox or whatever, and you can see that they want to be part of it. This one's dead funny. Only take one piece of candy. Now, what child can only take one piece of candy? Yeah. But anyway, only take one. Be mindful of all the decorations, so don't go ruining other people's decorations. Do wear a costume. I mean, you've got to be in the spirit of this, and, you know, you've got to treat all of those that are treating you as well. And don't litter. So pick up that rubbish. Pick up those lolly things. So again, did you do it? Did you go out trick-or-treating? Let us know. Tell us all about it. How did it work? You know, did you get lots of lollies? But did you trick? Were you tricked or were you given a treat? Interesting, isn't it? Would you trick somebody? What do we do when we trick them? We wouldn't want anything nasty to happen, wouldn't we? But a nice wee trick if you don't get a treat. So that could be interesting. A little bit of mischief that you may play on somebody if they don't give you a treat. But anyway, that's all done. All the costumes are put away for next year. Everybody is hyper, probably still on sugar. And we've just got over that. And then we head straight into Guy Fawkes. So Guy Fawkes is tonight. Again, where did that habit? Back to the English. They're kind of responsible for quite a few of these different celebrations that we have. So I think we probably know a little bit more about Guy Fawkes. But again, that dates back way back to 1605 when 12 men try to blow up Parliament, or Britain's House of Parliament. So again, you know, we're celebrating someone trying to blow up Parliament. But it is a night, again, for bonfires and fireworks to go off, you know, and now more and more we gather at one place rather than having our own as well. So we have those men and Mr. Guy Fawkes, responsible for, he established obviously his reputation of one of Britain's most notorious traitors, of trying to blow up Parliament with the gunpowder plot. So there you go. All of these things that are far, far from us, but we now have that tradition with us. And again, it is time for getting together, even though weird and wonderful they are, and what we're actually celebrating may be quite odd when we think about it, but it is a time for gathering, with friends and family and having a bit of fun. But be careful out there through this Guy Fawkes night. You may be going to something in the weekend, but if you're letting off any crackers, just be mindful of those around you. Also be mindful of any pets. Often they don't know, obviously, what's going on. So they may be quite scared of all the loud noises. So really, really important to just be mindful of pets and respect them as well as everybody else as you're letting out your crackers. But have a great night. And here we are. So do you know what we're going to do? We're going to throw on a few of these kind of spooky Guy Fawkes songs and just let you sit back and relax for the rest of the program. So coming up, Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell and The Night of the Gunpowder Plot. Hey, guys, tell us about how you celebrated, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
perfect stage could not be asked for.
I don't see any instruments.
Your powers of observation continue to serve you well. But wait! It is to Madame Justice that I dedicate this concerto in honor of the holiday she seems to have taken from these parts, and in recognition of the imposter that stands in her stead. Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
Not anymore. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. The gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. The autumn chill, the whisper cold, a story ancient, brave and bold. In 1605, a wicked plan concocted by a desperate man. Beneath the houses, dark and deep, while unsuspecting London slept, a silent fuse, a hidden flame, ignited by a single name. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason and plots. We know of no reason why that dangerous season by Guy Fawkes should ever be. On his throne, his parliament, they'd soon be blown, with barrels packed and ready near to vanish all they held so dear. A watchful eye, a warning given, a desperate plot from grace was driven. The lantern found, the match unlit, the traitor caught where he did sit. Oh, Guy Fawkes, with your dark intent, your plan discovered quickly. Gathered close in London's mist, their faces lit by fire and twist. Children's eyes wide, tales retold of masked rebellion, daring bold. Effigies burning, laughter and cheers, the echoes of secrets, the ghosts of fears. But freedom's fire, once sparked, won't fade. It burns in every choice we've made. Guy Fawkes, Guy Fawkes, 'twas his intent to blow up the king and parliament with lantern dark and burning match. By providence he was catched. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason and plot. We know of no reason why that dangerous season by Guy Fawkes should ever be forgot. So let the rockets fly against the dark.
Brought to you by Deliquo Communication. Deliquo.co.nz.
Ni hao, konnichiwa,
bonjour,
yola.
Planet FM.
Wild beaches.
The number of restaurants.
I love cycling around the waterfront.
Seeing the sea and knowing that it's full of dolphins and whales.
I go tramping every weekend.
Loving Auckland.
There's always something interesting, something new to find.
The harbour is absolutely amazing.
Something's always happening.
Our diversity.
The amazing views.
And the libraries.
Good weather, good people.
And it has great coffee.
I find it really hard to think of what's missing in Auckland.
planetaudio.org.nz.
Hey Stephen, what are you doing at 8pm on Sunday night?
Well Emma, like you, I'm tuning into Kick Arts on Planet FM.
Well, who would want to miss it?
Kick Arts, Aotearoa's one-stop shop for all...